Joni Farragher, MHK for Douglas Easton, leader of the Manx Labour Party.
You have put a motion in for Tynwald, asking that Tynwald recognises the principle that training in neurodiversity, the impact of neurodiversity on learning and adaptive and inclusive practice, should form a core part of teacher training and professional development. It obviously goes on. I suppose what has prompted this motion then, first of all?
So I don't know if you can see it on the Register of Business, but it does reference a petition that was put in, and I've picked that petition up. Now, in this petition, it actually does give a solution to the issue that it outlines, and the solution is that teachers should have mandatory training in neurodiversity. And that it should be added to the core training provision that teachers receive in an ongoing basis. So I've spoken with the petitioner many times, and I've also spoken with the Department of Education, Sport and Culture. And usually, as you might know, when a politician picks up a petition, they'll put in a motion that's quite standard that just says a select committee should be formed to look into the petition of and return with its recommendations. But again, like I say, this is a slightly different petition in that it already had the solution. So we agreed that I would take that solution and put it forward as a motion. So I'm hopeful that the department will be able to support it. I don't have any information on whether that's the case or not. But because I have, you know, involved the department, I'm really hopeful that they might be able to support that. And the motivation really for the petition around for myself, I've done quite a lot of work on neurodiversity in my term so far, and really it's about that support, which is absolutely vital for people who are neurodivergent. If they are given appropriate support at all ages, they can be valuable members of society. They can have good outcomes, they can achieve to their potential. When that support is lacking, that's when we start seeing further issues, and that's when we start seeing that overrepresentation of people with neurodivergence in the prison system and in criminal justice in general and mental health services. So it's really just working right at the root of the problem to try to actually feed downstream and make that issue more manageable and help people.
You mentioned there about the work in the department and almost having, like, almost circumventing the idea of needing a select committee. So hopefully, do you think that is that what gives you hope that this might go through quite easily, in that you've kind of been able to get rid of a step almost more politicians' time and et cetera, by going, here's the solution, let's do this.
That was the idea, really, that when I, when I read the petitions and I read that one, and I thought, right, well, you know, that's one that I'm really passionate about. And we could do this quite quickly if everybody is on board with it. And obviously, if my colleagues are voted through, we could, like you say, skip the sort of time consuming element where there's a select committee who take evidence and report with their recommendations. But we already kind of have the suggested solution here. Why don't we just go straight for this as a motion and see where we can get to. And I know that there is another select committee that's been formed off the back of another petition, looking into dyspraxia, dyscalculia and other neurodivergences, and that they might feed into this. So I've also liaised with the chair from that committee just to ensure that we're not kind of overlapping in terms of work here. So I think there's a lot of things converging really here, and we're all singing from the same hymn sheet. We just need to kind of get from the place where we are to the place where we want to be.
In terms of you were mentioning obviously the level of support available to children through school, but also teacher training and making sure they know what they're doing and the professional development there, because it is, you see a growing number of children, don't you, with neurodiversity or in our schools with additional needs of some kind. And so I think there's another key element here to not only supporting the children but also the teachers, that they know what they're doing.
Absolutely, and that's what the petition recognises as well, and that's what I tried to recognise in my motion, is that teachers are asking for this themselves. You know, they're saying, look, I have these children in my class. I wish I knew more about how to address their needs, so it's kind of addressing it from all angles. Therefore, where parents obviously are asking for this, the children themselves will very much benefit from this, and the teachers would like to know more about how they can meet the needs of all the children in their class. So really, it feels like it's a no-brainer.
Is there anything else on this topic that you think I've not covered at all? That's kind of everything I prepped.
No, I don't think so. I mean, I just wanted to kind of mention really that it's on a similar vein to the motion that I brought earlier this year to the DHSC and Manx Care in terms of all age diagnosis and support pathways for people with ADHD and autism. But that's from a healthcare perspective. So this is just from an educational perspective, really trying to sort of get all of those angles in. And it's just really important to say that children, people in general across society with a neurodivergence can and should have just as good outcomes as their counterparts who are neurotypical. At the moment, they're not, because we're not putting in the support. So that's the important thing, is this will save money, and it will improve lives for people and outcomes for people. So there's really, you know, there's kind of nothing to not like. There's no reason not to do this, and we really need to get on board.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.